Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We are brought to you by OSKA Wellness. That's OSKAWellness.com, the coolest new product in pain relief. RunCatalina.com, our Catalina Eco Marathon, coming up on Saturday, November 19th. The Tough Man Triathlon Series. Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $75 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. And you can check out any of our interviews on Babbittville.com, on iTunes. We've gone over 1.1 million downloads of our shows. We want to thank everybody for that. As always, endurance lives here. Our next guest is the man behind the Encinitas Half Marathon, something that is long, long, long overdue, Mr. Bob Nichols. Bob, how are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you for having me, Bob. I appreciate it.
Well, you know what's interesting is we were chatting before we came live. The city of Encinitas, you know, there's a half marathon in La Jolla. There's a half marathon, you know, America's Finest City Half Marathon. There is a half marathon in Carlsbad, and it's like, well, wait a second, Encinitas, along the coast there, going through Leucadia and Encinitas and, you know, Cardiff, nothing. When did you decide that, you know what, it's about time that Encinitas has a half marathon of its own?
Well, about 3 years ago, and we tried to push it through, and we met resistance, and finally the right people came into council and power over at Encinitas, and we put together a memorandum of understanding and said, hey, look, we're going to give $140,000 back
wow.
to the community
yeah.
From the proceeds of this event, and we'll do it in such a way that it has a low impact through the streets and road closures, and we got approved.
Well, and the nice thing is you've got a track record. You've got the Surfing Madonna race, which is actually coming up in October, 5K, 10K, 15K on the beach, and that's a 16K in prize money, after party. You got Jack Tempchin from the Eagles playing. That event has been incredibly successful. How many years has that been running now?
Well, this will be our fourth year, and from that, we've given just about $180,000 back to the community.
Wow.
And it started off at about 1,900 people, and I'll tell you, we promised the community that we would donate $50,000 back, and about 2 months before the event, we had 87 people signed up.
Really?
So I was getting ready to run to Mexico, pack up, and get out of town. You know?
Yeah.
And the month before the event, boy, we must have had 1,500 people or so sign up, and we just barely squeaked by. We were able to pay for the event, make our donation back to the community like we said we were going to, and in the end, we had about $4,000 left in our account after working hard for about a year.
Yeah.
And the next year, boy, it just took off. We had 2,800 people the next year. The following year, we had just about 4,000. And this year, we're about 20% ahead of last year's numbers. So it's been a real blessing for the community, for us. And we try and make it really fun for the participant. And every year, we're learning. We're definitely not expert race directors or management race people, but we look at the participant and we say, what do they want and how can we make it really fun for them? And I think that's the most important element in an event.
Yeah, vision and passion. Those are the two things. So did you have a background in event production before you said, hey, well, let's put on the Surfing Madonna thing?
No. We're just, you know, a couple of people that love running on the beach and thought, you know, there aren't any events really that are taking place on the beach.
Yeah.
And, Let's turn this into something. We'll do it at low tide. There's plenty of room and no impact, and let's see what we can do.
So it's one thing to put on an event when you're on the beach, right? Because the impact on the city, especially you're not talking the summer months, you're in October, that's one thing. When you start saying, hey, March 26th, we'd like to block off a few roads here, was that a little tougher?
Definitely. Yeah, and we had no's for the first half years, 3 years, right in there. And finally, we just came to an agreement. And I think our track record really put the city at ease. You know, we've told the city each year, hey, we're going to donate this much money back to the community after our event. This is no different. You know, we need XYZ amount of people. Really, we need about 3,000 people to be able to donate what we want to donate back to the community, just a little bit over. And right now, we're just under 2,000 people with 7 months left. So,
wow, that's, you know, awesome.
Yeah, I just don't anticipate having any problems with this race. It's a little, you know, over our head. You know, this is something that I don't have a background in race management. A fun beach run that's timed.
Yes.
Yeah, I can handle that.
Right.
But a half marathon.
Yes.
Yeah, we need to bring in the professionals. So we've been looking at some great management companies but so far, boy, it's caught on and a lot of people are signing up, and hopefully it'll just keep going that way. The course is beautiful, and
You know what I find interesting is back in the day, if you wanted to put on an event, you just assumed, okay, it'll take people a while to find us. It was sort of the three-year rule. Year one, let's get a few people, and year two, and then if you last till year three, then people come out. But starting really with the first rock and roll, it was, hey, we're coming out hot. We're going to get 20,000 people first time out, and that's what happened. So now when you see Hot Chocolate Run and, you know, Spartan Race and things like that, they can take off right away because people are looking for something new and something different.
Yeah, and it's definitely changing. I mean, there's different types of runs coming out. It's not all asphalt now. There's obstacle runs.
Yep.
There's all these different types of fun runs, and you know, I think people want to try different things.
What's been the best part of this for you? Because, like you said, just 4 years ago, you put on your first event, and you know, I always tell people when they say, "Hey, I want to make some money for charity," and I want to put on a race, my response has always been, do you want to wake up in the morning knowing you're responsible for the safety of 3,000 people, right? Why don't you do a bake sale? That's sort of been my pat answer, because people have no idea what it takes to put these things on.
I ask myself that question every morning, probably once or twice during the day. Why are we doing this?
Right.
This is absolutely crazy. And, you know, we'll get through this. I imagine we'll have a great race if we get a good management company. And the best part of all of this really is giving the money back and giving it back to areas that really need it. And my passion is giving money back to the special needs community.
Yes.
And having free surf schools that are completely free for a lot of disadvantaged families and youth that need this connection with the water and families. And we've touched on, over 500 families to date. And the impact that we have on these families when parents come up to us and say, this is one of the best days of our life. This is wonderful. I've never seen my kid take his hands off his ears. You know, I've never seen my kid smile so much, or I've never been able to, I'm a surfer and I've never been able to get my kid in the water. And how did you do it? This is wonderful. Now I can surf with my kid or get him on a board and lay him down and ride waves with him. And when you see that sort of stuff happen, you go, God, this is absolutely worth it.
So that's the best your background part. Was your background surfing?
No, I was a commercial pilot before this.
Yeah.
And a buddy of mine and I decided to install the Surfing Madonna clandestinely in Encinitas, this mosaic. And we thought it was just going to be a fun mosaic for the community. And we walked away. We didn't put our name on it or anything, and it just took off. And from there spawned this organization called the Surfing Madonna Oceans Project. And so we've just been trying to figure out ways to raise money, and it seems like events are the magic for us.
So when you decided to, I'm going to do a mosaic, a Surfing Madonna, and we're going to be incognito on this. We're going to be a little anonymous. Were you worried about getting in trouble?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and you know, we had the mosaic was done. Yeah. There was a fire on the other end of town, and we thought, oh, this is the perfect time to go install it.
Right.
All the police and sheriff and fire department are on the other end of town.
Yeah.
Let's go down and do this. And we went down. We had it planned. We knew the dimensions. We knew where we were going to put it, and we started installing it, and we realized, oh my God, it's too big. It's not going to fit. And so instead of it taking a half, and we're dressed as construction workers.
Right, you know? Like you're supposed to be there, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, 2 hours into it, boy, we're shaving it down, and we finally get it all fit, and the fire department rolls up, and they said, hey, what are you guys doing there? We had it covered up so nobody could see what we were doing.
Right.
And the fire department says, so what are you guys doing? And I said, we're taking recalibration measurements on the bridge. And they bought it.
They
bought
went it. For it. Oh,
and,
I love
and
it.
And we got out of there, and it just took off. And we got caught about a month later. A guy had recognized Mark, and that was that. Got fined pretty heavily.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Because it's a public road, right, or public streets.
Yeah, almost had a felony.
Oh my God!
It was pretty big. Got out of that with some lawyers and got lucky and now here we are giving back, you know, to the community. So it's been a blessing. We've purchased floating beach wheelchairs for persons with disabilities so they can get down on the beach in the water and float. We've put down mobility mats so people can roll their chairs all the way down to the water's edge. We've made a couple hundred seal and sea lion rescues over the course of the last couple of years. So the money's really gone to some really good places. And it's important that people see where the money goes. So
Absolutely.
Everything's tangible that we invest in. And
As a surfing guy, one of these Thursday mornings, you'll have to join us at 17th Street in Del Mar. We have a surf clinic every Thursday morning with our wounded troops who came back from Iraq and Afghanistan, getting them in the water, getting them surfing, getting them on boogie boards, just getting guys and gals back in. You know, it's like the best place to start after an injury is the ocean.
That's right. I love that you do that, and I would love to join you guys there and help out, you know, if I can financially with some of the proceeds, because those are the projects that have such a huge visible impact on people's lives. And there really is. There's no other place like the ocean for healing.
Yeah, well, it's interesting. We had a paddle out yesterday for one of our CAF kids from Oregon, Sam Day. He had cancer, lost his leg. Probably the whitest kid south of Casper who you have ever seen in your life, right? And this guy came to San Diego, and you know, we were doing a surf clinic, and you're thinking the last kid who's going to get in the ocean is this kid. He just bonded with the ocean, and he's had six going. He's 15. He was 15, but for 6 years he was just going through all this cancer treatment, and he at the Bro-Am a couple months ago, he got up on a big wave with Rob Machado. And the video is amazing. And just last 6 days ago, Sam passed away from cancer. And last night we had a paddle out at La Jolla Shores, his favorite place. And you're just, you know, you talk about the type of stuff you're doing and how important the ocean is. His parents were there last night and basically saying the ocean and surfing, you know, made Sam happy. That changed his life for the better. And you know, anytime you give people access, You're doing something great. I love that you're doing that, Bob. So
that's right. And you know, another thing is you show these families and kids and volunteers how important the ocean is, and they start to appreciate the ocean, and they become advocates. They become ocean-minded stewards, and they end up protecting our ocean.
Well, the other thing you're doing is you're bringing people to the ocean who live here but have a fear of it, have never been in it before, and don't realize that, one, it's great entertainment, it's cheap entertainment, and it gives you confidence when you're able to go out there in the ocean. There's so many things, so many therapeutic things that come from the ocean that and you're working with kids and families who really have no attachment to it.
Yep. Yeah. No, you're absolutely right, Bob.
Love that. Yeah. So Encinitas Half Marathon.com. That's a tough website. That's a tough one to remember. And coming up March 26th, I love the fact you got 1,900 people already. The goal is 140K that will be donated to charity. So the goal is to get, what, 3,000 or so?
Yeah, I would say, you know, we look at, okay, 3,000 people. If our average price is about $100, mm-hmm. it's going to be $115 at the end.
Yep.
Started off at $69, it moves up to $115. If we average right in there at about $100, and we have some sponsors, we're looking at, oh, $300,000+ right in there.
Wow.
And if we, you know, our race costs are $130, we donate $140, we're at $270, you know, and we can make that happen. And the way we're going right now, with just under 2,000 people with 7 months left, I don't know why we might not have 5,000 or 6,000 people. We haven't even really begun to market this. We've just started doing some stuff with Race Place mm-hmm. magazine,
yep.
which is just great. Big fans of Andy. Andy and I went to the same school.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, great guy, and he's been helping us out. And if we do more marketing and get this out there a little bit more, I think this could turn into one of those Carlsbad Half, La Jolla Half, you know, AFC Half,
yep.
and that's the goal.
So when you mention all the different dollars, the $1 amount I don't see is something for you guys. I mean, most people do this as a way to make a living.
Yeah, well, we take a small salary,
yeah.
You know, every month, and there's not a lot, that's for sure, but we're definitely growing it as an organization. We receive a lot of grants, a lot of donations. Somebody came up and gave us a $100,000 donation last year.
I love that.
Yeah. So, you know, this organization's grown from, you know, $4,000 in the bank after a race to just about $300,000 right now.
Wow.
In the bank. And I think probably by the end of the Encinitas Half, after giving everything back, we'll have quite a bit more than that. So that gives us room to, you know, look at larger projects and go, hey, you know, we've got money in the bank. Let's put $100,000 here towards this and create something down at the beach, or, you know, let's work on some marine mammal safety or Marine Protection Act areas.
Or so, do something in La Jolla with the seals.
Yeah. Yeah.
Figure out a way to do something there. Now, how many charities have you impacted through, you know, with the Surfing Madonna?
Well, we work closely with Autism Society.
Uh-huh.
A lot of the local organizations here, we're working on a plastic to paper campaign right now and doing a little bit of work there, trying to get rid of polystyrene. So I don't know how many organizations we've impacted, but we've definitely made a big impact on people and local marine habitat and equipment that organizations need to save some of these animals.
So with Surfing Madonna coming up on October 15th, and at surfingmadonnarun.org, can people still sign up? I know there's a great after party, again, attention from the Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah, people can sign up all the way until race day.
Love that.
And so they just go to Surf Madonna Run. There's several promo codes out there. I'm sure if you Google some promo codes, a great one right now is YMCA. That's 20% off.
Nice.
So they can use that. Our website, I think, has a 10% promo code. That'll be a really fun race. We've got Jack Tempchin from he wrote quite a few songs
for the Eagles.
Yep. And he's going to be performing there. You know, great after parties going on around town where people will be able to get free beer with their bib numbers. Lots of great sponsors handing out free product. We've got water misters this year on the course, a whole bunch of different water misters where people can cool off and run through these misters. Boxed water is going to be there handing out boxed water so we can stay away from some of the plastics.
Nice.
You know, Ocean Spray will be there, Cliff Bar. So some really great sponsors that are helping us out, our organization out, and adding a lot of value to the event. And it's a tough race. I mean, there's no doubt. You know, a 5K on the asphalt is tough. A 10K is tough for a lot of people, but a 5K on
sand.
You know, on the on the hard pack sand is a whole different animal. So,
different game, yeah. In a 5K, 10K, and 15K.
In a 15K, yeah. We had 500 people, I think, sign up for the 15K last year, and about 350 actually completed it. So it's a challenge. It is a challenge.
Is there soft sand as part of that?
No, it's just, you know, you're running on the sand and you stick a little bit sometimes and you take so many thousand steps and you stick a little bit here and there and it gets a little tiring. But you've got that ocean that you can look at while you're running and you've got some music on the course and funky stuff going on. So hopefully you can get in that mindset where you're not focused on any of the pain and get through it. So.
Hey, Bob, congratulations on everything you're doing again for the Surfing Madonna Run. It's surfingmadonnarun.org, October 15th, the 5K, 10K, and 15K, all on the beach. And then the Encinitas Half Marathon, which we're very excited about, March 26th, Leucadia, Encinitas, Cardiff, Solana Beach, the greatest cities on the planet you'll be running through. Already 1,900 signed up, looking for 3,000 and more. And my favorite part is looking to donate $140K to charity through this event, and the Surfing Madonna race has already raised a ton for charity. Bob, congrats on everything you guys are doing.
Thank you very much, Bob. And don't forget, there's a Challenger Series also. So if you want to do the 15K Surfing Madonna and the Encinitas Half, you can do the Challenger Series. You get a whole different set of medal and a shirt and all that sort of stuff. And
swag's important. Important. Got to have it.
So, thank you so much for bringing us on and putting us out there. Really appreciate it, Bob. And I'd love to be a part of that surf camp that you're doing.
Well,
let me know more about that when you can, and I'll definitely help out there.
And we'll set up. Have you been to our CAF building?
No, I haven't.
We need to do a tour. When I get back from Rio, off to the Paralympics on Monday, when I get back, we'll do a tour of our building over Mira Mesa. It's pretty special.
That would be great.
Love it.
Please keep me in the loop and have a great time in Rio.
That'll be a
lot of fun.
I appreciate it. Bob Nichols has been our guest again. Encinitas Half Marathon, EncinitasHalfMarathon.com. Pretty easy to remember. Coming up on March 26, 2017. Never too early to sign up. 1,900 folks have already signed up. We are brought to you by Oska Wellness, OSKAWellness.com. Coolest new product for pain relief. Run Catalina.com, Catalina Eco Marathon on Saturday, November 19th. The Tough Man Triathlon Series. Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $75 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check us out on Babbittville.com, on iTunes, and subscribe to our newsletter. And as always, endurance lives forever.